USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Slightly fewer Americans are filing for jobless benefits. The Labor Department says 222,000 initial claims were filed last week. That's down 4,000 from the previous week's revised total. Republicans have taken the majority in the House. And on Thursday, Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer claims her investigation into the Biden family found suspicious international business plans on a laptop belonging to President Joe Biden's son, Hunter.
We also found plans made to the United States where the Biden family swindled investors of hundreds of thousands of dollars, all with Joe Biden's participation and knowledge.
These claims have been made by whistleblowers talking to House Republicans. It may take a little bit longer to get that cup of Joe at certain Starbucks across the country.
More than 2,000 Starbucks workers at more than 100 locations are planning a one-day strike Thursday. The union that's been organizing stores for the past year says the strike is a protest against what it calls retaliation against union supporters nationwide and the company's alleged refusal to bargain with the union. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
As the crisis on our U.S.-Mexico border continues, there have been record numbers of illegal immigrants crossing the border illegally. This as people immigrating legally often have to wait years. Texas Republican Congressman Pat Fallon tells Fox Business, people that are immigrating here legally often have to wait years due to all the illegal immigrants crossing the border.
We've got plenty of folks that want to come to this country and do it the right way, respecting the laws and the rules of the country that they want to become a part of. But when you allow mass unlawful migration, those great people have to wait even longer.
Speaking on the Senate floor, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will not seek re-election to leadership. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Thursday, four prisoners were released from a prison in Burma. One American citizen was wrongfully detained for over a year. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken offered these remarks while in Bangkok at APEC 2022.
The security and safety of Americans abroad is my highest priority, and we will never stop working to secure the release of any American who's being wrongfully detained.
The prisoners were released as part of a mass amnesty marking the country's National Victory Day. You'll pay more to visit Walt Disney World.
Planning a vacation? Walt Disney Company will soon be charging more for families to experience the magic in Florida. Beginning in December, single-day, single-park tickets to Walt Disney World in Florida will vary in price based on which of the four theme parks people visit at the Orlando Area Resort. The new prices go into effect on December the 8th, and they are $189 for a visit to the Magic Kingdom around the holidays. From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Ticketmaster will be the focus of an antitrust investigation by the Tennessee Attorney General. Jonathan Scametti launched the investigation after thousands of customers reported issues with the site while trying to buy seats for Taylor Swift's upcoming world tour. The Attorney General saying he wants to ensure that consumer protection laws and antitrust laws in Tennessee are being honored. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
O'Reilly. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Like 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic, now just $33.95, plus earn double O rewards points. Extend the life of your vehicle, improve performance, and protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts and O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.